CR. Persisting.
Clear Tom, Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee.
Well, good morning, Gary. Let me turn my radio down here. Just leaving a routine doctor's appointment down here on, I don't know, I'm at Augusta Road and some other road. I call it, it's probably Church Street, I guess. Just on the west side of town. How's your day going?
Here at the home QTH over in Anderson County. Just have the radio on, monitoring things. Going to have a technician class tonight online and wanted to see if I could do an on-camera demonstration. So, good to know the radio's still working and I'm able to get out. And everything is going great. No problems whatsoever. And I know about the doctor's appointments. I had one this morning at my dermatologist and all good. So I'm happy about that.
Good morning. You broke just a little bit there, Gary. But I'm over here, headed towards the new courthouse, I guess you would say. Oh, shoot. Well, I'm glad everything went well, whatever kind of doctor it is. I just went to the dermatologist, and I have to go back every 6 months. And he's a good one. It's always a real quick visit and in and out, so... That's good. I don't think I saw him for 3 to 5 minutes, but he's worth every cent of it. He's caught a couple of precancerous things and froze them, so that's good. Well, it's kind of dreary out here today, and we need the rain, though, so I'm thankful for that. I would say, signal-wise, you got a little white noise with you, but probably a 579 if we were talking HF.
To high power, I was medium power before. How copy now?
It made a difference. Yeah, it took the white noise out entirely. I don't know how you do those online things, but it's really great, Gary, and... the ham community ought to be awful proud of you here.
Way to give back to a hobby I love, so happy to do it. And my doctor's appointment today was also to my dermatologist, and I also had one of those. I'm right now on a one-year plan, so I have to go back next year to do it again. But, all clear.
You had such a thing as a dermatologist when we lived up in Kansas, but... Doesn't seem possible, but we've been down here 13 years now, Gary, and enjoyed every minute of it, I think. And, oh, gracious, how are you adapting to living out of the boonies?
Oh, we do have civilization over here. It's different. I mean, I kind of miss... I'm not able to get to a lot of the meetings and stuff that I used to go to because it's just such a drive to get over there. But, if there's a presentation or a program going on, I'll try to make the effort. Otherwise, it's going great. Everything is fine over here. And my wife Lisa and I actually will be celebrating our one-year anniversary this Sunday. So kind of excited about that.
TR. Well, congratulations. KO4NUE and Anna, Chad and Anna had their 27th the other day. Oh, gracious, we'll be coming up on our 55th in March next year. So I hope you guys last just as long, Gary.
That would be an accomplishment, but congratulations to you and Bernice. Yes, that is quite an accomplishment for you two as well, and so great to hear it. Well, I won't hold you. I just heard you in there. I wanted to say hey and see how I was getting out, and thank you for the signal report, and we'll operate high power here for a little while because it's doable. It's no problem. It's about 50 watts out of a Kenwood V71, so good radio. Anyway, Tom, all the best. N0TR from Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee.
Okay, Gary. As usual, the pleasure's all mine. I enjoyed the visit. I think the repeater may have a little popping and crackling, and I was transiting through the downtown area also, but you got a fine signal, Gary. W4EEY N0TR, clear.
For Echo Echo Yankee from N4HHC.
HHC, good morning. Name is Gary here.
Hey, Gary, we haven't chatted in a long time, but we attended your class. My daughter, Natalie, and myself, we attended, I'm Warren, attended your class. She took the technician, I don't know, it's probably coming up on 3 years maybe now. Something like that anyway. It's before COVID.
Warren, I recognized your voice on that second go-over. I went, oh, I know who that is. I didn't recognize the call right away, but yeah, very good. Yeah, well, some changes for me. I moved from Greenville County over to Anderson County, and as I was mentioning to Tom, got remarried just almost a year ago, and everything is going great, and we're still teaching the classes online only at the moment, although I would like to maybe have a classroom here at the QTH and do some hybrid classes with people in person and online, but we'll see how that goes. Yeah, I remember your daughter as well. She was lovely, and hope everything is going well for you and your family.
Good, Gary. No, I'm going to try to get my my grandson to look at your new tech classes online when that gets posted. So, anyway, just wanted to shout at you and let you know thank you for the work you're doing, and you have a good day. N4HHC.
Well, we've got actually five classes already posted up on YouTube using the new fifth edition book, which has the question pool that started July 1st, and we'll have the chapter six class tonight, actually. That's what I'm prepping for. And so the entire series will be up by November. And yeah, getting young people in, that's an important thing. I went to the W4DXCC contest convention up in Pigeon Forge, and they asked people in the room, okay, who's the youngest in the room? Anyone under 30? No response. Anyone under 40? No response. The youngest in the room was 42, so we need some youth.
I'm headed down Piney Mountain, and so I'm in a shadow here. I'm not even sure I'm getting back to you, but thanks a lot, and 73s. Take care, N4HHC.
What's up, Warren? All the best to you. N4HHC, Whiskey 4, Echo Echo Yankee.
All right, N4DJC. N4DJC, clear.
For the EW.